Refuting compromise. Does day always mean day?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Apologetics Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Ken, does the Hebrew word yom, for day, in the Old Testament always mean an ordinary day?
Well, no, Mark, it doesn't. You see, just about any word can have two or more meanings depending on context. For instance, I could say that, Mark, you're sitting with your back against the back of the chair, and then you came back after the last recording session. You see, I use the same word back to have three different meanings. Now, the same is true of the word day. It has a number of different meanings. A period of time, it can mean the daylight portion of a day, it can mean a 24-hour day, and so on. Some people say that because the word day can mean something other than an ordinary day, the word day for the six creation days doesn't mean an ordinary day. But this kind of argument is absurd. The real issue is that context determines meaning. So, what is the context for the six creation days? Well, whenever the Hebrew word day, or yom, is used with a number, or the words evening or morning, it always means an ordinary day, just as it does for each of the 6 days of creation.
This topic of the creation week in Genesis is covered in depth on our website, AnswersRadio.com. When you visit that award-winning site, look for Ken's free booklet on the 6 days of creation. That booklet and many others are available through AnswersRadio.com. AnswersRadio.com.